that's the proper way to do it.
So okay. So before we do that, if I may, I'd like to hear the public comment first, because it might change our minds. Stephen Augsburger, please. Do I need to read the public comment? Probably not.
No. Don't.
President Edwards, members of the board, Superintendent Skorkowski, my name is Stephen Augsburger, and I represent the Clark County Association of School Administrators and Professional Technical Employees. As all of you know, this week CASA presented to the superintendent a request for records. That record request was aimed primarily at Trustee Craner. The genesis of that request were in part language that's contained in the two ELs that I'm speaking about tonight, 6.04 and 6.05. Specifically, if you go to section 12 in 6.04 and read through that language, I hope that you, as I, will take offense to what's being said there, because I think the insinuation is that there is wrongdoing occurring in the Clark County School District. And I think the only logical outcome by reading that paragraph is that wrongdoing is being done by administrators. I think that's a disservice to the people that I represent. I think it is an affront to the policy governance process. Frankly, I think it's outside the policy governance process, the manner in which this is being done. I think when you look at language throughout these two ELs, the recommended language is confusing. The intent is not clear. Grammatically, it is not correct. There are capital letters where it shouldn't be. It's just simply not appropriate. So I guess my concern with item number 12, there is a complete lack of transparency with that proposed language. There has been no public discussion about those concerns. There's been no discussion with me about any wrongdoing with administrators that I represent. And I guess I think it's important for all of us to know who is influencing the policy, the development of policy and regulation in the Clark County School District. And therein is the genesis of the records request. No one has come to me. Obviously, someone has come to Erin Craner as a trustee, and she took it upon herself to include that, definitely from her, but through the board process of policy governance. I find that an affront to all administrators. And so we have requested those records. I tell you, I'm looking forward to looking through her emails to finding out who is in her ear. I think it's ironic that a board member who repeatedly talks about the importance of transparency has practiced none of that in this instance. So I'm anxious to find out who has been bringing those issues forward. I'm hopeful that will be revealed in the emails and other forms of communication that we've requested. I guess I'm going to say something in closing that's equally offensive. As I review the campaign contributions,
Mr. Augsburg,
I'm going to close up right now.
No, I'm going to interrupt you to tell you, you have three more minutes because you're on two items.
Well, what a gift that is.
So I didn't want you to rush.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to tell you.
Three more.
Oh, I thought you were saying sit down, and I was, I'm so sensitive to that direction at this point.
Ms. Peterson?
Madam President, I also need to remind the speaker that we don't want to, it is not proper in this situation, in this board meeting and public comment to attack any person who can't respond, and Trustee Craner is not here, so.
I take that under advisement. I'm not attacking. I'm just simply stating facts. So I think if you look at the campaign contributions, total $25,000 was raised. Nearly 30% of that came from two bargaining groups, both of which are in the Clark County School District. So if we really expect people to be held to higher levels of transparency, I think board members need to practice that too. And so when those contracts came for approval and there was no public disclosure that $8,000 was taken in campaign contributions, I think that's inappropriate. And I think what she's doing throughout these two ELs is inappropriate. I do expect that the district will follow the statutory requirements and guidelines for providing that information to us, and I look forward to reviewing it so we can have a more candid conversation about the genesis of those recommendations, because clearly they're painting a picture quite negatively of administrators in the Clark County School District. The word administrator is never used, but if you read the articles or the section carefully, it is the only person that can be referred to is an administrator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I